Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, does your school have an official dance? I remember when I was in high school, I went to a high school that was pretty conservative. So we didn't have a dance. The teachers didn't believe in dancing. Oh no. Instead, we had a banquet, which was a time when we could get together and eat a very nice meal as students with each other. Well, in a lot of schools in the United States, there is a special dance that people look forward to. It's actually the same thing as the name of our lesson today. It's called the prom. Yes, the prom, P-R-O-M. Now, here's a question for you. Why is prom an important aspect of American school culture? Here it is again. Why is prom an important aspect of American school culture? Let's find the answer right now. Here we go.
Prom. Will you go to prom with me? In May, high school seniors all around the U.S. scramble to get ready for prom. Prom, short for promenade, is a formal dance held by a high school before graduation. It's an important aspect of American school culture because it's the last high school dance seniors will ever attend. Prom entails countless traditions. First, a guy must ask a girl to go to prom with him. Most guys choose to do special prom proposals in hopes of winning the girl's heart with their creativity.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 scramble 这个动词。Scramble 在这里是指争先恐后或急着做某件事。例如 ,when the bus finally reached the station, all the people scrambled to get on it. 当巴士好不容易到达车站时，所有的人都急着上车。Scramble 也指匆促地套上衣服。例如 ,Michael quickly got up and scrambled into his work clothes and left for work. Michael 快速地起床，匆匆地穿上上班的衣服就出去工作了。继续我们看的是 entail 这个动词。en 这个字首有使如何如何的意思，所以 entail 是指使必要或者是牵涉。例如 ,a successful wedding entails lots of planning. 一场成功的婚礼需要好好计划。或者是 ,to get both companies to cooperate entailed some compromise. 要让这两家公司都合作需要某些妥协。或者是 ,renovating the building entails at least half a million dollars.装修这栋建筑至少需要$500,000。
Prom, 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 prom. Rebecca, when you were in high school, did you go to prom?
Gabe, when I was in high school, I would love to have gone to prom. However, where I went to high school, there was no prom.
Wait, did you go to high school in the country somewhere where there were
no, Gabe,
people?
Remember, I was homeschooled.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I was schooled at home. And so we didn't have prom. However, we had other dances that we would attend, but not prom.
Oh, so it wasn't a school-organized event, maybe. You went to other dances?
Of course, of course. We were part of this organization, and we had...you could kind of consider them, well, dances that took place in the 1800s.
Oh.
So they're more old-fashioned type dances.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
We call them Civil War dances. You know, the Civil War took place in the 1800s.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they had very special type of dances.
I'm going to look that up, Rebecca. Civil War dances?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very fascinating.
Very cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, we are talking about a special kind of dance in our lesson today.A lot of people look forward to the prom. So we see here this question, will you go to prom with me? That's often how guys will ask girls to go with them to this dance.
And of course, they hope the answer is, yes, I would love to go to prom with you. Well, in May, high school seniors all around the U.S. scramble to get ready for prom. Prom, short for promenade, is a formal dance held by a high school before graduation. It's an important aspect of American school culture because it's the last high school dance seniors will ever attend. Gabe, did you go to prom?
Actually, the school that I went to for most of my high school, I did not, we didn't have a prom, but I did attend prom during my year in the United States at public school. It was kind of fun. And friends, you saw the answer to that question just now, didn't you? Okay, so the question was, or the answer is, it's the last high school dance that seniors will ever attend. And that is what makes prom so special, especially for seniors, is it's the last big event they will attend before graduating.
Now, Gabe, usually with prom, the men ask the ladies to go to the dance, right?
Yeah.
But is there another type of dance where the girls ask the gentlemen or the boys to go to the dance with them?
You mean like a girl-ask-guy dance or Sadie Hawkins?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
The Sadie Hawkins dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
Oh, you brought up the Sadie Hawkins dance.
I did. Have you been to a Sadie Hawkins dance?
Uh-huh, makes me think of a couple of awkward experiences.
Oh, would you like to share about those awkward experiences?
Well, it's just that, because I was asked to a Sadie Hawkins dance two different times, once in high school and once in university, and I wasn't interested in the girl, and so I don't know.
Did you go?
Yeah, I did. The first one was okay. We were just friends, but the second one, I think she was expecting that I maybe had feelings for her, but I didn't. So it was kind of awkward.
It was awkward. Well, why didn't you say no?
I don't know. I felt bad saying no.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a people pleaser, you know. But you know what, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe.
I think it could go the other way around, too.
Oh, you mean if a guy were to ask a girl to
the
dance, and then the girl has these expectations that the guy's interested in her?
Yes.
Or the other way around?
Yes. So maybe he's really interested, and she's like, oh, I just want to be friends, but I'll go to the dance with you. It could be an awkward situation, but of course, you want to try to work it out so that the prom is a fun experience.
And yes, we're back to talking about the prom. Mm-hmm. So we have the Sadie Hawkins dance, and of course, in today's lesson, we are discussing the prom. The prom entails countless traditions, meaning that there are a lot of different traditions. First, a guy must ask a girl to go to prom with him. Most guys choose to do special prom proposals in hopes of winning the girl's heart with their creativity. To win one's heart is a great phrase for y'all to know.
Right. So how do you win somebody's heart? If you're a guy and you want the girl to notice you, and not just notice you, but you want her to notice that you really care about her, you will do something to win her heart. You know, speaking of creativity, when I was in high school, my friend, he asked this girl to the prom. He put a bunch of words inside of different balloons. And she had to pop the balloons, and the words said, "Will you go to prom with me?"
Oh, that is so sweet and so creative. Well, you know something? I bet at the prom there is a lot of dessert.
Desert or dessert?
Well, I don't think it's in a desert, but I think there's dessert to eat.
Okay.
What's the difference between the two?
I think we need to find out in
the info cloud.
Oh, that looks interesting.
Hello, friends. I'm Jack.
And I'm Ken. Today we're going to talk about dessert, or the spelling of dessert.
Right. Do you ever get confused about the spelling of dessert? Should there be one S or two?
There should be two S's. If you spell it with just one S, you'll end up with the word desert.
So, how do you remember that? Well, here's a good way. Just remember, you always want one more dessert. So you'll need one more S when you write the word dessert.
Or you can remember the name Sahara, which is a famous desert. And Sahara only has one S, just like desert.
Now, Ken, this word desert can also be used as a verb, right?
That's right, but the pronunciation and meaning change when you use it as a verb. To desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, someone or something means to leave or abandon that person or thing without intending to return.
If a man deserts his family, then he leaves his family without planning to return.
Or we can talk about a soldier deserting his post in the military. Such a person is called a deserter.
You know, Ken, there's one thing I would never desert.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
A dessert. Get it? I'd never desert a tasty dessert.
Ah, good one. 一般人都爱吃甜点，甜点叫做 dessert， 这个字不要跟 desert 沙漠产生混淆。这两个字的拼法只差一个字母， dessert 比 desert 多了一个 s。那要怎么样区分呢？有一个好方法，以后你只要记住，我们吃甜点总是希望能够有两份，因此 dessert 要有两个 s。另外要注意 desert 当名词是沙漠，但是当动词就要读作 desert，表示抛弃、遗弃、潜逃。He deserted his family. 他抛弃了他的家人。而一个 deserter 就是一个逃兵。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Are you ready to go to prom? Yes, this is an exciting dance that a lot of high schoolers in the United States look forward to because it is the last dance that they will ever attend while in high school. What does prom entail? Well, many traditions. Usually a guy will think of a creative way to ask a girl to go with him. And what should they wear? Let's find out now.
Prom. Then he will rent a tuxedo, and the girl will shop for a stunning dress. On the day of prom, girls will often get their hair, nails, and makeup done professionally. That night, couples will take pictures,and then we'll often take a limousine to dinner and to the dance. Several reports state that parents can spend upward of $2,000 to give their kids the perfect prom experience. Although the parents may dread spending so much money, it'll all be worth it. Prom is an event most seniors remember forever.
OK, 接下来我们看 limousine 这个名词。limousine 是指副司机的加长型豪华房车。注意 M 后面的 OU 在这里是发 a 的音，而且重音可以放在后面念成 limousine, 也可以放在第一音节念成 limousine。例如 a black limousine slowly pulled over and a beautiful lady stepped out of it. 一部黑色的加长豪华房车慢慢地靠近路边停下，而一位美丽的女士步下了车子。Limousine 也可以简称为 limo, L-I-M-O. 例如 ,the boss sent a limo to the airport to pick up the client. 老板派了一部加长豪华房车去机场接这位客人。最后我们看的是 dread, 这个动词。dread 是指感到恐惧、害怕或担心。例如 ,Helen had been dreading the driving test, but she passed it with a high score.Helen 原本一直很担心考驾照，但是她高分通过了。或者是 When she was young, Tanya dreaded not living up to her parents' expectations, but not anymore. Tanya 年轻的时候怕自己达不到父母的期待，但是现在不会了。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Wow, Gabe, why do you seem so awkward over there?
awkward.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Don't you like my tuxedo?
Well, yes, your tuxedo looks really, really nice, but you just look a little uncomfortable.
Oh, well, that's probably because I'm hiding some flowers for you, Rebecca.
Oh, wow, they're for me, and they're purple.
Rebecca.
I love purple. But, Gabe, why are they so big?
Oh, because they're big flowers.
Yes, I see that. They're
that
big.
That means you're a good friend. A very good friend.
Mm.
So, because you're such a good friend, will you go to prom with me?
Ooh, I would love to go to the prom with you as a friend.
Yeah, of course.
As a friend, yes. Okay, great. Well, your tuxedo looks nice.
Yeah, thanks.
And as you can see, I'm wearing a stunning purple dress.
It's very stunning. It's a very beautiful dress, Rebecca. All right. So, are you sure you're going to be okay with those flowers? Maybe we could leave them in the limousine.
We have a limousine?
Well, yeah. We're going all out. We're going to the prom.
Yes. Yes, let's leave the flowers in the limousine.
Okay, yeah, it's kind
here
of...
Here you go.
Oh,
I'll hold them until we get to the limousine.
That's right. Friends, here's what a limousine looks like. Sometimes we call it a limo for short. So when people are going to the prom, often they will rent a limousine, and that's what adds to the cost of getting ready for a prom.
And on the day of prom, as we saw earlier in our lesson, girls will often get their hair done, of course, their nails and makeup done as well. And guess what?
Hmm?
It's usually done professionally. And that's something that guys don't have to worry about, not even one little bit.
Well, I mean, we have to rent the tuxedo. This is a tuxedo that actually I bought back in the day. But a lot of times guys do rent the tuxedo. Do girls rent the dress or do they buy the dress?
Gabe, that's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. Most girls actually buy their own dresses. As a matter of fact, during prom season, you could go to some of the big department stores and there'll be hundreds of dresses for sale of all different colors and designs.
And I'm sure hundreds of ladies going to buy those dresses. So friends, make sure you plan in advance if you're going to prom. Well, our lesson mentions pictures as well. That night, couples will take pictures, and then they will often take a limousine to dinner and to the dance. So in my experience, if I went to pick up the lady, then that's where we would take pictures. Maybe her parents would help us take some pictures. But I think at most venues where the prom is taking place, there is also a special place with a background so you can take pictures there as well.
And we continue with our lesson. Several reports state that parents can spend upward of $2,000 to give their kids the perfect prom experience. And let me just clarify, this is not 2,000 NT dollars. This is 2,000 US dollars.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's about a tenth of how much weddings cost. And so that's actually kind of a lot of money to spend on a prom, okay? $2,000, and it says here upward of $2,000. That means it's closer to 2,000, not 1,000. Usually it's more than 2,000.
And of course you can use these words upward of in another way. This actually reminds me of pianos. You know, pianos, the cost of a piano can be upward of $10,000. Actually, it can be more than that, too.
Yes. Okay, so upward it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's upward of $10,000, maybe 一万多块, right? So here in our lesson, people can spend upward of $2,000 to give their kids the perfect prom experience. And we read on here, although the parents may dread spending so much money, it'll all be worth it. Well, what's worth it? What does that mean?
If you think something is worth it, that just means that you think that the price is good or it was a reasonable and good experience. So when I think of this, I think of having an animal, like a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work having a kitty, but guess what? It's worth it.
It's worth it. Well, you know, I think a gym membership is not worth it unless you're going to go to the gym often, because those memberships are expensive. Well, friends, it's always worth it to see a review skit.
That's right. Hooray! It's May. It's that time of year.
And what time of year is that?
Prom time.
Prom time?
Yes. High school seniors all over the U.S. scramble to get ready for the prom.
What exactly is a prom?
Prom is short for promenade.
And what exactly is a promenade?
It's a formal dance held by a high school before graduation.
Is it important?
Yes, it's the last high school dance seniors will ever attend. It entails countless traditions.
Like what?
First, the guy asks the girl. Most guys choose to do a special prom proposal.
In hopes of winning the girl's heart?
Yes. Then the guy rents a tuxedo.
That's expensive.
And the girl shops for a stunning dress.
Also very expensive.
And that's not all. Girls get their hair, nails, and makeup done professionally.
That costs money, too.
Yes, Dad. And on prom night, they take pictures and ride in a limousine.
Pictures? Limousines? That's too expensive.
Parents can spend upwards of $2,000 for the perfect prom experience.
What? $2,000?
Yes. You may dread spending so much money, but it'll all be worth it.
$2,000.
The prom is an event that I'll remember forever.
Good. Because I'll be paying for it forever. Oh.
All right, friends. Well, here's a little review question for you from this last section. How do parents feel about spending upward of $2,000 on a prom?
Ah, that's a great question. Now, parents might dread it, but according to our lesson, most parents think it's worth it. And I think most seniors think it's worth it, too, because prom is something they'll remember forever.
That's right, friends. Did you get that answer? I'm sure you did. Well, Rebecca, those really are big flowers. Maybe I could help carry them for you.
Yes. And friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.